Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I love tea, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for being here with me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with your friends and people that maybe you're not so friendly with. Get it? You know, one of the things I love talking about on the show is relationships. And that's going to be the topic today, relationships and how to maintain, sustain, how to create more peace in your relationships. And I'm not just talking about your intimate relationships. I'm talking about all of them, from your coworkers to your maybe your the boss at work, maybe your relatives, strangers on the street. I'm talking about all people, how to maintain peace in all relationships. And is that even possible? So that's going to be the topic today. But for my new listeners, let me just recap very briefly who I am and what this show is about. This show, Reality Spirituality, is going to be on, oh my goodness, on the air in August, 6 years. That's almost unbelievable to me. 6 years. And the genesis of the show is me wanting to share with whoever wants to listen, how I learned, how I am still learning, how to experience more happiness, more peace, more contentment in our everyday lives, in the moment by moment challenges that we all have on this journey. And so for me, when I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted, number one, to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And I figured out that this wanting to be happy is more than just the notion. It's a lot more than just wanting to be happier. Because quite frankly, when I ask people, do you want to be happy? Everybody says yes. Everybody wants to feel good. Everybody wants to have more feelings of feeling good. Feeling good about themselves, feeling good about their lives, about the people that are in their lives, their circumstances, on and on and on. And what I found, and I was the same, how can I be happy? How can I get to that happily ever after? And is that even possible? And that's what this show discusses. All aspects of happiness, from happiness and money, happiness and death, happiness and bad health, happiness and maybe you're homeless. Who knows what the circumstance is, but how to be happy. And when I use that word happy, let me just define it since I'm using it. My definition of happiness is being able to have a peaceful and have a peaceful energy, a peaceful vibe, if you will, a peaceful foundation, a peaceful, how to be at peace regardless of what life throws at you, how to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. That's my definition of happiness. And so here we go. Let's talk about relationships. So the question to end on today's show is, and you're welcome to call in. Everyone is welcome to call in. You have me live right now, area code 646 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And I am on live to answer your questions. So let's get into it. Relationships, peaceful relationships, what does that even mean? Let me just ask you a question. How many of you out there have, just raise your right hand. How many of you out there have a mother, a father, a guardian, a child, a sibling, brother, sister, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, coworker, a friendly cashier? This show is going to be about how to create and keep peace with all of those relationships in every single moment, and really sharing how can you do that. Let me just start by saying, what do you think is the most, or asking this question, what do you think is the most important relationship? We have all of these people in our lives, and which one is the most important? Is it the relationship you have with your child? Is it the relationship you have with your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your significant other? Is it the relationship you have with your parent? Which one is the most important? Do you have an answer? Oh, really? Is that okay? Okay, that good answer. Good answer. Well, me, actually, there's two answers to that. The most important relationship is the relationship that you have with self, is the relationship that you have with yourself. And for me, I have to say, in addition, it's that relationship that I have with the universe, the relationship I have with source, with energy, with spirit, with angels, with God, with whatever you want to call it, the relationship I have with that entity. And quite frankly, that is self. That is who we are. We are the universe. We're just physical forms of the universe. But so that relationship with the universe, that relationship with self, is the most important relationship. And when I got to a point, and still, listen, still a work in progress, don't think I've graduated from this course we call life. And when I got to a point where I realized that I am one with the universe, and finding more peace with that, and finding the connection and keeping that connection, and making sure that connection is the number one, is the most important, was something that took years for me to really grasp and understand and embrace and to accept. But once I really got that the relationship with the universe, my relationship with the universe, is the most important relationship. It's not the one with my son. It's not the one with my mother. It's not the one with a significant other. It's really that relationship with the universe. Once I really got that and started to practice how to live even more connected, how to live more conscious, how to live with that one foot in that universal world and one foot in the human world. And quite frankly, I got both feet in the spiritual world for the most part. But that is the most important. And let me share with you why. Once I was able to accept it's me and the universe. It's really me and this entity. It's really me and that energy that creates worlds. It became clearer that nurturing that relationship and watching it expand and grow really began to be my anchor, my foundation, my anchor with everything else, including the relationships I had with other people. Let me just back up just a little bit. One of the things that I want to say about this life, it's really this entire journey is about changing and growing, constant. It's a constant movement. It's a constant shift. It's a constant readjustment. It's a constant, shift in other words, every single new moment is totally different than the last and will be totally different than the future. So it's, for me, it's accepting that and allowing these moments to be unique and be different without being attached to maybe a moment that happened yesterday or a moment that happened a year ago. That's a concept that I really needed to get. And the other concept, which is really important in maintaining peace in all the relationships, in other words, all the relationships that you're going to have are going to be shifting and changing all the time. And they're shifting and they're changing because you're changing, because you're shifting, because you're growing. And when you grow and you change and you shift, you actually, without even trying, cause that shift to happen in all of your relationships. You affect every relationship that you are in and that you will always, that you will ever be in, if that makes any sense. Of course it does. So it's really about accepting that, that all life is about shifting, changing, constant. And when that concept that you know changes and you're open to changes not only within yourself but within the relationships, it becomes easier to glide, if you will, through the relationships. And let me give you a perfect example. I work in an area where there's a lot of interaction with a lot of different types of people. And so recently, maybe 2 or 3 months ago, I was transferred to another section. So there's brand new people that I'm meeting and quote unquote getting to know. And of course, with any new shift or with any new change in a position or a job, with new people, it's getting to know different personalities. And so there's a young man that, you know, you can't just be buddies and pals and everybody's just kumbaya, and it's a great relationship right off the bat. And there's this one young man who I would see in the hall, and I remember meeting him and just looking and smiling and saying hello, and he said hello at the beginning, but then it evolved into and I'm saying it evolved into this young man, when we see each other, when we pass each other in the hall, he doesn't speak. And let me throw it back on myself. I don't speak either. So now the relationship has evolved into this place where he doesn't speak when he sees me, and I don't speak when I see him. And about 2 weeks ago, I said to myself, self, which is really always the conversation, I was feeling not uncomfortable, but just I was ready for a shift in the relationship. I was ready to have the relationship expand into something different. And I knew that if it was left up to this young man, let me back up. I don't know anything for sure, but I figured, or I thought, that because I had let a lot of time go, that if it wasn't up to me, that it was up to me to shift the relationship. So about 3 days ago, when I saw, I'll just call him Mr. Silent, and I'll call myself Mrs. Silent, when we both passed in the hall, I said, enough of this, to myself. And I said, hey. I said, hi. And he was a little surprised, a little taken back, because, like I said, we haven't spoken. This has been months. I said, hi. And he said hello to me. And so now when we see each other, the course has only been a couple of days, now there's conversation. Now, I bring up this point why? I bring up this point for what reason? You, my dear listener, you, my dear audience, you are the one with all of the power. If you're listening to this show, you are the one with the power. You are the one that has the power to make any kind of relationship that you want change and or shift. You have control over the dynamics in all of your relationships. You decide. Just like when I was not speaking to this gentleman, it was because that's what I decided to do. And then when I decide to do something different, that's what happens. That's how powerful you are. So for me, was it peaceful not speaking? Well, for a period of time, I guess it was peaceful for not speaking. But then it got to a point where it wasn't peaceful for me to not speak to somebody that I see in the hall. And so I had to make a change. And when you really want peace in all, listen, when you prioritize peace in your life and in all relationships, and that's what you want more than anything, there are certain things that I found that I had to give up. In other words, when I prioritized wanting to be happier, when I prioritized wanting to have more peace in my life, I had to give up some things. And quite frankly, I had to give up some things that years ago, I couldn't live without. True story. Certain things that I could not live without years ago, I've had to give up, I've had to eliminate. And let me share with you, can you guess what are some of those things that I had to give up when I prioritized wanting to be happier and I prioritized wanting more peace in my own life? Let me give you another really, really quick story. Have you ever, let me ask this question first, have you ever been in a relationship, and this is let's say this is romantic, more of a boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, husband, wife, more of those committed relationship, let me just say that. And there's times where, I know this never happens, but there are certain times when maybe you're disagreeing, maybe you're hold on a sec. Let me check the board here. Oh, I have a lot of people here, but let's see. Well, if you want to speak to me, you know what to do. Just press number one. Okay, where was I? Oh, so you're in a relationship and maybe you've gotten into a little argument or maybe a little disagreement. And let's say that the relationship is in the beginning stages or in this is, okay, let me just say this. This is a game that I used to play all the time. If I got in an argument with one of my boyfriends at the time, it was always a holdout. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I'm not going to call first. I'm not going to make the first move. It's his fault. It's their fault. Why am I making the first move? Now, that could be with a significant other. That could be with a sister. That could be with a parent. It could be any kind of any relationship, but that mindset that I have, I'm not going to make the first move. I'll stand here forever. Watch this. Oh, and that is the mentality that I had in my younger days. And how did I get that mentality? Well, I watched both of my parents. It's called the cold shoulder. It's called giving the other one the cold shoulder. I watched both of my parents. I watched both of them display that type of behavior. And let me tell you something, they were really good at it. So when I got older, I was really good at cold shoulder. Oh, you upset me, or you bothered me, or you didn't agree with me, or you did whatever the reason is. I could cold shoulder somebody forever. In fact, My ex-husband and I joke about this one time. We joke about it now. It wasn't funny then, of course. Of course it wasn't funny then. But we joke about the one time when we didn't speak, listen to this, living in the same house with somebody, and I didn't speak to them. They didn't speak to me for 2 weeks. 2 weeks living in the same house. Now, I say it now with disbelief, and how is that even possible? But that, quite frankly, my dear audience, that was my life. That was who I was. But when I got to a point where happiness and peace is number one, it's a priority, all of that type of behavior that I used to dish out, and it was just so easy. Not only was it easy, it came natural. I thought that's how I was supposed to act when somebody disagreed with me and I didn't get my way. I'm sorry that I said that out loud. And so when I finally got to a point where, no, prioritizing happiness, prioritizing peace over everything else, that meant that I had to give up and actually mourn a part of me, a big part of my personality. Some people call it the ego. Some people say it's pride. Some people say whatever it is. I had to just let that part of me go. There's no way that I can be at peace with somebody and be in a disagreement at the same time and not speak to them at the same time. So what does that mean? That means for me in any situation, sometimes it's even difficult to spit out, but here we go. Hold on a second. I have to take a swallow of a swig of water before I get this out. Hold on. Sometimes this is very painful. Well, it used to be painful. Now it just slides off my tongue. Hold on just a second, audience. Okay, here we go. What I've discovered is that in all relationships, even if it's a quote-unquote misunderstanding with a stranger, even if I'm on the phone with customer service and they have me on hold for 30 minutes or 20 minutes, or even if it's somebody that I've been in a relationship for years and years and years, even if it's my mother, if there isn't a energy or a vibration of peace around that relationship, flowing through that relationship, it's always, hold on, here we go. It's always, let me put a seatbelt on my own self. It's always my fault. Yes, it's always my fault if the relationships that I'm in, and I'm talking about everybody that I'm interacting with, everyone I interact with, if the only person that is responsible, the only person with power for me, in other words, if I'm prioritizing happiness and peace, I am responsible for making sure that happiness and that peace is in all of the relationships that I encounter throughout my day for the rest of my life. What? It's my job. So, in other words, if I make a phone call to my mother, which I did yesterday, number one, I know right off the bat that I'm responsible for maintaining a peaceful back and forth banter. But I'm also responsible for knowing how to do that and for how long to do that. In other words, there's always a plan that because I know, in other words, if you've been in a relationship with somebody for a long time, you know them. You know their patterns, you know their habits, you know what you can talk about, you know what buttons they have, and all of that. So it's really up to you to decide to determine what you're going to talk about. So here we go. The conversation that I'm having with Mother has to be actually what she wants to talk about, and I listen. The conversation is about she talks and I listen. She talks, I listen, I don't judge. She talks, I listen, I don't judge. And then, not only that, I get off the phone. In other words, the time of the phone call is limited. For me, it's got to be short, it's got to be sweet, it's got to be hello, it's got to be hi, it's got to be, let's talk about a couple of things. Hi and goodbye. Take care, I'll talk to you soon, I love you, goodbye. So for me, it's really about knowing how I can maintain that compatibility and how long it takes. In other words, 5 minutes of being compatible, 10 minutes of being compatible, an hour to be compatible, an afternoon, a day, an overnight stay. It's really about planning and a strategy with every single person in every single relationship and knowing and planning all of it. And quite frankly, planning to maintain the peace. It's a plan like anything else. So I wanted to share that with you. The other thing I wanted to say is one of the real challenges I had with people in my life was putting a label on them. In other words, putting a label on mother, putting a label as husband, putting a label as a son, daughter, a best friend, putting a label on anybody. For me, after I labeled them, I had expectations of how they were supposed to act or what they were supposed to do, how were they supposed to behave according to this label that I tagged on them. And so another way of maintaining peace is not labeling anybody mother, father, sister, brother, or just putting the label of energy. They're just a different energy than me, or they're just their own unique energy. When I label them an energy as opposed to a sister or a brother or a mother or father or anything like that, because all labels have expectations tagged into them or sewn into them. And so it's really important to be mindful of the labels that you're putting on people and really being conscious of whether or not you're having expectations because of the labels that you are using. How to have a peaceful relationship with everybody in your life? Well, here we go. The first thing that has to happen when you want to have a peaceful relationship with somebody, with anyone, is total acceptance of who they are, their behaviors, their thoughts, their beliefs, their words, what they do, how they do it, when they do it. There has to be total acceptance on your part. In order to be peaceful, in order to have peace with any person in your life, there has to be total acceptance of them. And when you get to a point where you're accepting yourself, when you're looking in the mirror and you accept all and everything about you, you'll be able to accept other people for who they are. So that's number one, total acceptance. And when you prioritize wanting to be happier, and when that is number one in your life, it's going to be easier for you to accept other people when you really want peace more than anything else, when you want peace more than you being right, when you want peace more than having an ego, when you want peace more than your pride. So, and the last thing I want to say about relationships is that All relationships are a clue. They're there. Every encounter, every relationship that you are in or are going to encounter is there for a reason. They're all gifts. They're all gifts to you. They're all gifts for you because they're a sign and a symbol of where you are in your growth, in your personal growth. In other words, there are people that I remember talking about or judging and saying, wow, these people, all they do is talk. They're not listeners. They're listen to me talking about people that talk. I'm talking about in my real life. They're just talkers and making a judgment about that. But now being able just to look at people and be in awe and be in wonder and be in wonderment about how different and how unique everyone is. It's like really looking at the stars and finding uniqueness in all of the stars and finding wonder and beauty in every single star. It's the same as these people that we are surrounded by, these people that we can't really get away from. But they're here for a reason. And if there's anybody that's in my life that I meet or that I encounter, and I find something about them that, I sure do wish they were different, or I sure do wish something about them was different. All that is a clue for me to know that, oh, there's something that I'm not accepting. There's something that I am putting a judgment to. There's something, a judgment on. There's something about that person that I am not accepting. It's when that becomes easy, when you meet somebody and you look at them as a unique entity, and you look and find the good and only look for and find good in that other person, then that transcends into this life and the world around you. When you can look at a person and only find good and only find, quite frankly, what the universe sees and what the universe looks at and finds, when you only can see good and you only see perfection and you only see uniqueness and amazement and beauty, then that is going to overflow into everything that you view about life in general, all of it. And I just want you to remember this as I wrap this up. Whatever is happening to you in this moment, it's supposed to be happening. And whatever is happening to you in this moment or not happening to you is not supposed to be happening. This journey is about the experience without the judgment. It's really about the new, fresh, present moment and maintaining and living in that present moment without any kind of anxiety or angst for anything different than the present moment. Chew on that one. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. You can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. It's just Facebook, Reality Spirituality. Check like. Thank you. And I want you to remember that you are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you all for listening. Talk to you next week.
It's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Get down,
bring up, let's get spiritual.